Hi, the cleaning profession last name is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. First name is Andrew. Date of visit is I don't know the date of visit. Date of birth is May 13, 1993. Next, we have a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up is September of 2020. Comma, patient was in boot camp, comma, in Kessler, Mississippi, K-E-S-S-L-E-R, Kessler, Mississippi. First up, a patient was in a training exercise. The first patient tells me that he was punched in the back of the head. The first patient tells me that he immediately fell to the ground, had immediate loss of consciousness. The first patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for a few minutes. When he woke up, the patient was confused, disoriented. The first second episode was in 2023. A patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident in San Francisco, California. First up, a patient was driving, and he was suddenly T-boned by another driver. First up, a patient tells me that he did not lose consciousness. First up, however, he hit the head against the door in the car. First up, a patient tells me that did not lose consciousness. Comma, however, he severe headache, a confusion, disorientation after that. So first up, next graph, a patient tells me that he has significant memory problems. So first up, patient has memory loss, comma, migraines, comma, difficulty with short-term memory loss. So first up, a patient has a memory impairment. So first up, patient has mood swings. He also have sleep difficulties. Next, we have a patient is currently working for the Air Force. A first-up patient works in human resources. A first-up patient has a significant decrease in memory. First-up patient tells me that he misses deadline. First-up his difficulty to read email. First-up has decreased concentration to do his job. A first-up patient is not able to focus and concentrate because of the memory loss. A first-up patients also have difficulty concentrating at work because of the headaches. A first-up next we have this marks the identification. Next patient, last name is. Next patient, the last name is G-I-O-R-G-I-O. First name is Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. Date of service is January 25, 2024. Date of birth is February 7, 1997. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, he tells me that he has loss of consciousness during Air Force Academy. First up, it was between 2016 and 2019. First up, patient was involved in the wrestling match. First up, a patient tells me that he was hit in the head many times. So first up, a patient is a wrestler in the Air Force. So first up, a patient tells me that he has multiple head injury that he does not remember how many times. So first up, a patient tells me that at least three times that he remembered that was very severe. First up, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. How the patient has confusion, disorientation every time with the head injury. First up, a patient was hit in the head severely many times. So first up, March 16, 2019, comma, patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, patient was in a public restaurant. First up, patient was punched in the back of the head. First up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. First up, patient tells me that his head fell to the ground very hard. First up, resulted in laceration of right face. First up, patient has injury of the right face. Patient also have bleeding. Patient was bleeding on the ground. First up, patient woke up 5 minutes later. Comma, patient had severe headache, confused disorientation. First up, patient was brought to the emergency room in the hospital, and patient had multiple stitches in the right eyebrow. First up, next paragraph, since the event, comma, patient has significant migraines, comma, memory loss, comma, unable to recall an event. First up, patient also have neck, shoulder, upper back pain. First up, patient has hard of hearing. Patient has tinnitus. First up, patient's episode vertigo. First up, patient sensitivity to light. First up, patient is slow to communicate. First up, patient also dizziness, headaches. First up, these symptoms is consistently almost every day. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Patient is currently active duty. First off, patient is a pilot in the Air Force. First off, however, his symptoms are significant, affecting to do his job. First off, specifically, the headaches that's affecting him do his job. First off, the memory loss and cognitive deficits also affecting him to remember things at work. First off, patient also tinnitus and vertigo. Those are all symptoms that's affecting to do his job. First off, he has decreasing concentration and focus at work. First off, this marks an affectation.